Intimacy versus property. Open footnote. Special thanks to Lemis Bayar, who always edits my text in what feels like a continuous conversation. Close footnote. I'm annoyed by the radical structures that reify the idea of property as the way to think about our relations to each other and the world. Property is such an infectious concept. In my practice, from looking at motherhood to book piracy to how we evaluate social art practice, it seems that the first thing I encounter is always a taken-for-granted, a postulate, that the path to change and then liberation is just a matter of redistributing property rights to the right people and the enable of our sovereignty. I see this as a trap, one that makes it almost impossible to imagine a different way to think about ourselves and the world. We are terrified of what will happen if we didn't own the things that we care for. But I think that is the we care for that matters, that there's a different form of relationality that can only exist once we refuse to play the property and sovereignty game and pay attention to the actual ways in which we exist with each other. I call this the intimacy of interdependency. In this prompt, I propose that the collective conditions for reuse falls in the same trap, that in its attempts to solve the problem of intersectionality and power imbalances in systems like copyleft or Creative Commons, it reifies the all too well established misconception that property is the only way in which we can think ourselves and the world, expanding the market into every sphere of our lives, particularly those spheres which specifically sought to separate themselves from the market, that it attempts to improve what needs to be dismantled. Open footnote. Thank you to Daniel Rourke for introducing me to this quote from Boris Groys. Open quotes. I hope that the political function of these two divergent and even contradictory notions of aestheticization, artistic aestheticization, and design aestheticization has now become more clear. Design wants to change reality, the status quo. It wants to improve reality to make it more attractive, better to use. Art seems to accept reality as it is, to accept the status quo. But art accepts the status quo as dysfunctional, as already failed, that is, from the revolutionary or even the post-revolutionary perspective. Contemporary art puts our contemporaneity into art museums because it does not believe in the stability of the present conditions of our existence, to such a degree that contemporary art does not even try to improve these conditions. By defunctionalizing the status quo, art prefigures its coming revolutionary overturn. Close quotes, close footnote. This is a prompt to imagine that we already have a much more sophisticated and interesting way to relate to what we all bring into being in the world. We do. We just need to stop making frameworks that try to make it legible and accessible to systems of power. This prompt gestured towards a series of texts and notes that offer different definitions, doubts, limitations, and ways to use intimacy to think together about what could exist in place of the idea of intellectual property. I'm fully aware that these ways require profound changes in how we organize the world. I don't have a solution. I just want us to imagine better. Andrea Franke, London, 4th of April, 2024.